When is the last time you received a present? When is the last time that you received a present? This is Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Receiving Presents, Absolute Philosopher. When is the last time you received a present? Well, receiving presents is not as easy as we would like to think. For when we receive presents, we have a great obligation that we have to face. The great obligation we face in receiving presents is to know how to accept them graciously, know how to accept them thoughtfully, and know how to accept them without making the other person feel that we have to give them something back. Now, what we give back is our delight in the present. What we give back is our delight in the idea that the person thought of us. And what we give back is the delight in ourself in receiving such anything as a gift. And it doesn't matter what it is. It can be something not useful to us and something useful to us. It doesn't really matter. A present is an idea that a person has given to us of saying, "I love you." A present is the vehicle through which people express their emotions. They express their sincerity, their integrity. They express all of the type of person that they really are. It's so interesting when you think about it. Here's a person who has robbed somebody's house and taken all their lovely jewelry. And he brings it home and he shows it to his wife. And he says, "Sweetheart, take your pick, whatever you'd like." And she looks at this jewelry and she says, "Oh, this is lovely." And he says, "No, take something big. Take several pieces." "No, sweetheart, this is exactly what I want. And I thank you very much." Now, the thief has no appreciation for the value of these things because he has just taken it and he's going to try to get money for it. And as he fences it, he's going to try to find someone who will buy it for some insignificant price but give him some money. And when his wife did not want more of it, he felt that, gee, I've given her a present and she doesn't really appreciate it. Well, no matter what we do, we always consider the source of everything. If you want to give a gift and you have nothing to give, give of yourself. Go mow someone's lawn or rake the leaves or go water their garden or go tell them what a wonderful person they are or spend a few moments with them and share with them just what you think of them, how marvelous you think they are. That's the kind of present that's irredeemable. It's something that's unbelievable. It's something that nobody but you can give it because you're the only one who could express those thoughts. Now, the thief, who had no value in what he gave, his wife had no value in it either. She could just as easily give it back to him and say, "No, I don't want this. It doesn't really belong to me. It doesn't belong to you either. You stole it." But she doesn't want to say that to him because she doesn't want to tell him how to run his life and how to run his world. She chose to marry a person who's a thief, and that's bad enough. But then to be given gifts directly from his thievery was not something that she had anticipated or desired. We all consider the source. Now, was the source of the thief's jewelry somebody else's house? Was the source of the thief's gift, the present, somebody else's house or somebody else's possession? Or was the source of the thief's gift himself? Now, if indeed the gift is from himself, and he says, "Here, sweetheart, have whatever you like." And she says to him, "Sweetheart, you are the greatest guy in the world. I don't need any gifts. All I do is just to share your love, and I am in paradise. No gift can ever compare to that. But thank you for thinking of me. You're very lovely." And don't belittle, bemoan, and say that the gift was improperly gotten, because that may be a condition. But what you want to do is to receive a gift that is with no strings attached. with no attitude attached to it, with no reclaiming of it later by somebody else or something else. Giving presents is an art. It's a very sensitive, caring art. If you give a present because someone needs it, then you are possessed by them. If you give a present because somebody is in this dire need of having that as a living example in their life, then you own them. But if you give people things that you want, things that you like, things that you enjoy, things that make you happy, then you are giving them the greatest gift that you can possibly give them. And that's the gift of your own beingness. And there's no way anyone can pay back the gift of your own beingness. They may love you more, they may feel great about you, they may do lovely things for you, but there's no way they can give the gift back. No way they can pay off that gift, because that gift comes directly from their heart, their soul, and their being. It's quite an interesting thing to go through. And the more we realize it, giving presents is something that is quite responsible for each of us. How are we going to go about giving presents in our world? How are we going to go about being a present giver, a person who shares with others? Well, we do it when we give from our heart and soul, and we don't think of it as an object. We don't think of it as an emotion or a thing of any kind. All we do, we think of the gift as part of ourself, as a little bit of our pure, beautiful love, a little bit of our divine self, sort of rubbing off on the gift that we're giving. And sometimes it doesn't have to be a thing at all. Sometimes it can just be a gentle thought, and we feel that thought. It can be a gentle attitude, and we feel that attitude. These are the most noble gifts that mankind has ever learned to give and receive. These are the most noble gifts for you and for me. And is this the gift that you want to give? Is this the gift I want to give? Surely it is. So I go about this day giving that gift in every beautiful, wonderful, fantastic way. Know that it's true for you, and know that whatever cause you put in motion, you are having a result that is utterly amazing. Go for it. Enjoy it, love it, be it, and know that you are utterly fantastic. Because I love you, I love you, I love you.